This is Story Mike.
And this is where the story kind of gets crazier.
My friends and I are freaking out.
Every Monday, stories from around the globe.
Everyone's family's kind of weird.
Obviously, that would go very well because nobody would know.
Everything in my life changes.
This is Story Mike on the Mormon Channel.
Hey there, and welcome back to Story Mike, and Merry Christmas. I can already hear those sleigh bells ringing, snow falling, and friends singing. Well, snow doesn't really make sound when it falls, I guess, but you get the idea. Here at the Mormon Channel, we're very excited for the Christmas season, and to start this week with Christmas cheer, we've got a special story just for you. James Little John shares an experience with us about a rather strange and unexpected Christmas miracle. Here's James.
In Venezuela, they have this dish that's served during the holidays called ayaca, and Venezuelans love them some ayaca. I did not love ayaca, and when I was on my mission in Venezuela, December seemed to take extra long because I kept having to eat ayaca. Towards the end of the month, the congregation where I was serving was having their Christmas party, and of course, the dish being served is ayaca. So I get to the party, and I'm kind of dreading having to eat this ayaca. Pretend I like the ayaca, considering throwing the ayaca under the table, how I'm going to do that, where's the nearest garbage can. But luckily, as the party progresses, you know, it's actually taking so long to get started, and it's taking so long for them to get the food ready that before it is ready, it's already so late that we have to go and it's time for us to leave. So I try to slip out the door without eating, but someone graciously finds us and hands us paper plates with ayaca on it. So we're walking home. It's a long walk. It's dark. And the whole time, I'm just wondering if the guilt from throwing the ayaca away could ever be as awful as the taste of the ayaca in my mouth. And then I hear somebody in the distance, "Hey, stop!" And we're like, is that guy yelling at us? We didn't stop if he was, because he didn't sound friendly. But we hear him again. "Hey, stop!" At this point, we start walking a little bit faster. But then we actually hear him running towards us. We're not going to keep going because we don't know if he has a weapon or what the deal was. But he comes up to us. He's a little drunk. He's a little angry. "Why didn't you stop? I told you to stop!" And he starts demanding stuff. And after a few seconds, I realize, oh, this guy's robbing us. The missionary I'm with, he gives him some money. And then the guy looks at me. He's like, "Well, what are you going to give me?" And I'm about to reach for my wallet when I see the ayaca on the plate I'm holding. And I ask him, I'm like, "Do you like ayaca?" And his demeanor like softens. And he's like, "I love ayaca." And I'm like, "Here. Take my ayaca." And he takes my ayaca and we're off. And I'm overjoyed. I mean, I don't think anyone has ever been so happy to have been robbed in their entire life. I'm practically skipping on the way home that I don't have to eat this ayaca. And I figure that's the end of the story. But the next day, we're visiting some people and we stop by someone's house who was at the party the night before. And she asks us, she's like, "Elders, did you eat that ayaca?" I was like, what a random question. My ayaca was stolen. I didn't eat it. "Oh, elders, something was wrong with that ayaca. Everyone got food poisoning from the ayaca." And I just had a vision of that guy, that thief, sitting on a toilet somewhere, ruining the day. He had swiped my ill-fated ayaca. And that was maybe the greatest Christmas present I ever had.
James, we will all keep that in mind this Christmas. Hopefully, none of us have to eat ayaca this year. Unless, of course, you like ayaca and know where to get a hold of some, in which case, be my guest. For all of you at home listening, whether you're eating ayaca or not, remember, you can submit your stories to us on mormonchannel.org/storymike. Have a jolly Christmas, and don't forget to deck the halls. See you next time.